I'm Brittany Temple, WRPR News. Early this spring, the Economic Policy Institute, also known as EPI, released a study that highlighted not only the 33% increase in student internships over the past two decades, but also the greater chance of an employer using interns to get work done for free. The study sparked a lot of controversy and has left students reflecting on the work they did and whether or not their working without pay cost someone else a job. Ramapo senior Tina Bach questions if her internship employers benefited more than she did.
I'd be running around barricading places, scrubbing toilets of superstars like 50 Cent, and all for nothing. I wouldn't get any payment. I wouldn't even get stipend for going to the city.
So do you think you actually might have taken a job away from somebody?
Definitely.
The study offers a 6-point checklist to answer the question whether or not an intern is performing tasks that should be fulfilled by a paid position. The checklist includes the trainee should not displace any regular employee and the employer should derive no immediate advantage. But students like Carly Ray feel her work was the kind that should result in a paycheck.
I do think that my internship exploits the time that I spend there because I do a lot of manual work and do a lot of research methods and data analysis and don't get the proper recognition or compensation that I feel that I deserve.
But not all students feel so used. Senior Chelsea Goldstein felt it gave her a better understanding and a new appreciation for her field of work.
I actually interned at West Bergen Mental Health Care for children and youth, and I specifically worked with children with Asperger's, and I did nothing else there except for the help for these children, and I personally believe that it was a great experience.
Internships are becoming a crucial part to a resume, but the question is whether the overwhelming demand for internships has caused companies to take advantage of students who are overly eager to work, and whether they detract from what the student could potentially learn. I'm Brittany Temple, WRPR News.
I want the money.